Mem Zayin Amud Beis, 8 lines down at the 2 dots, the Mishnah said, Asimon koine es hamatzbeya, an asimon. Asks the Gemara, what is an asimon? Well, Amar Rav, ma'is hanitanois besimen lebeis hamerchatz. Rav says it's coins that when you pay for your future bath, you get the coin, and then that's the way that the attendant knows how many people will be coming, and then you give it in when you get back to the bathhouse. Meisvei. We have a Tanaic source, 2 lines that would seem to indicate otherwise. It says, Ein mechalalin meiser sheni al asimoin. If you have meiser sheni, produce, you cannot transfer its holiness onto an asimon. The next word is taken out by the Bach. Ve al ma'is hanitonis besimin lebeis hamerchatz, and the type of money that's given as a simin to the beis hamerchatz. Okay, so there's the asimon. Michlal notes the Gemara that the asimon is not Ma'os hanitonis beis hamerchatz, which is what you told me 3 lines ago it was. V'chi teimen, if you want to try to say that the Tanaic source that we just read is to be understood as a perushi kamefaresh, that the reisha is explaining the seifa, well, that's just not so. V'haloi tana hachi. We have another Tanaic source, and it's going to be very clear that those are not the same thing. This Tanaic source goes for 3 lines plus a word. Michalin Meiser Sheni ala Simon. There is an opinion that says you can have your Meiser Sheni money and transfer its holiness onto an Asimon, Diva Reb Dosa, and we boxed Reb Dosa. V'chachamim, I really boxed the Chachamim. Ein Michalin, you cannot. Now, the next line is going to be very clear that these are not the same thing. V'shavin, they all agree, Reb Dosa and the Chachamim agree. She'ein Michalin al Ma'is, Hani Taras B'Simon, the Beis HaMerchatz. Okay, so it's kind of hard to say that an asimon is the coins that are given by the bathhouse attendant out to people, so he'll know how many people are coming and how much water he has to heat up. Rather, Ella Amar Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan, we have another attempt. What is an asimon? It is a pulsa. A pulsa is basically a slug. It's shaped like a coin, but it doesn't have any form on it. It was not minted. Ve'az Rabbi Yochanan l'tame. This is Rabbi Yochanan going according to reasoning. We have heard him say elsewhere. Damar Rabbi Yochanan. Here we underline his name again. He had told us that Rabbi Dosa and Rabbi Yishmael, the two of them, Amru Davar Echad, essentially said the same thing. Now, which Rabbi Dosa, which Rabbi Yishmael? Colon. Rabbi Dosa ha. Da'amr, Reb Dosa would be the one that we had 4 lines ago. The Reb Yishmael we're looking for, Maihi de Sanya. Have a Brisa. The Brisa starts here and goes for 3 lines till the 2 dots. The Pasuk says, Vitzarta kesef biyadecha. Regarding the Meiser Shevi, it says you should bind the money in your hand. That seems to mean that any type of money, not only any type of money, the rabbis called of, or anything Ha nitzar biyad, that can be bound up in your hand. Div Rabbi Yishmael, we boxed Rabbi Yishmael, and that would include, obviously, unminted slugs. Whereas Rabbi Akiva, he learned it differently. I boxed Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, Imer l'rabbis, what's the vetzartek es biyadecha? Kol davar sheish alav tzura. It would have to be minted. It would have to have a form. But clearly, according to Rabbi Yishmael, it does not have to have a mint on it. Doesn't have to have a, you know, a Caesar's face or a Lincoln or Washington face. The Mishnah continued and said, Ketzad, how so? Mashachimenu peros v'leinos leimos. So if the Mashicha was done, let's say I am giving money to somebody else who's giving me apples. If I do a Mashicha on his apples and have not yet paid the most, eni yochel achzor boy, then neither of us can back out. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Rishal Kishkan have a machlokas here. I circled Rabbi Yochanan's name. And 6 lines later, first word on the line is Tarach. In the middle of that line is Reish Lakish. I circled Reish Lakish. The Machlokas is Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Davar Torah on a Daoraisa, purely Torah level, Ma'os Kainos. If there's a transaction, somebody's giving money to somebody else for some other item, once the money is given, the deal is done. Therefore, we know that's not the case. Mipnei Amru Meshicha Kaino. Why then do we know that we're told that Meshicha is Kona, that when you take something into your possession, that's what causes the deal to be clenched? Question mark, comma. Well, we're concerned. Gzeira Shama Yomer Loi, the concern being that if money would clench the deal, that maybe the person who sold something to Bob, and Bob already paid money, Yomer Loi, you might say to him, Nisrfu Chitecha Baliyah, yeah, your money was kona, that wheat, but you know what? Like 3 hours later, your wheat was got all burned and it was destroyed. Ask the Gemara, well, sof, man deshada dleika boishlumi. I mean, it's a little bit of a technical issue, but whoever lit the fire is the one who's going to be responsible to pay, so he'll get a refund. Ella, it has to be a slightly different worded point. I squiggle it on the Ella. Ella gzera shema tipol dleika be'oines. Not that somebody set a fire, but maybe accidentally a fire happened. And therefore, e mukmis lehu birishuse, if the items, even though the money's been paid, are still in the, so to speak, ownership of the seller, Masar Nafshe Tarach Lamatzel, he's much more likely to make a valiant effort to try to save the produce from the fire that erupted. V'lo, and if not, though, Lo Masar Nafshe Tarach Lamatzel, if you don't do that, then he won't really, he's got his money in his pocket, like he'd prefer if the stuff wasn't burned, but if it is, he won't really spend that much of a effort. Whereas Reish Lakish, who we circled, in contradistinction to Rabbi Yochanan, who we had 6 lines ago, Reish Lakish says, Meshicha mefureshes min ha-tayra, that actually the Meshicha, taking whatever the item is, drawing it close to you, that is what is clear from the Chumash, that that'll work. Okay, little ping pong back and forth now. My time de Reish Lakish, what's his reasoning? Well, Amar Krah, the pasuk says the following. We're going to dissect this pasuk a few different ways. So let's focus on it. V'chi simkeru memker le'amisecha oy kanoi miyad amisecha. When you sell a item to sell to your fellow, your co-religionist, o kanoi, or you purchase miyad from amisecha. And then the continuation of that pasuk, Vayikra Chaf Hei, pasuk Yudalit, is Al Toinu Ish Es Achiv. Do not rip off or wrong a man, should not wrong his brother. Okay, how does Reish Lakish understand that? That Okano Miyad, that's a Davar Hanikne Miyad Leyad. Okay, that's something that is acquired from Yad to Yad, that would basically be a Meshicha is being used. For Rabbi Yochanan, we know Rabbi Yochanan, Amar, he'll tell you, oh, no. When it says Miyad in the Pasuk, that's coming Lema'uti to exclude Karka, exclude land, because unlike movables, that there is, you know, a basic set market price and you can have price fraud, when it comes to real estate, the Leis Be'oina, there is no similar concept of price fraud. For Reish Lakish, underline, question mark. What would Reish Lakish say to that? Well, he would tell you, Im Kain, if that was the case, L'Chlev Krah, the Pasuk could or should have said, V'chi Simkeru Memkar Miyad Amisecha Al Toinu. And I could have left it at that. Or, V'chi Simkeru Memkar Liyad Amisecha Al Toinu. However, comma, when there is, and here's an additional 2 words that the Pasuk actually does have, O Kanoi, which is like to acquire lamali, well, shmamina, apparently we can conclude from there that what's required is a meshicha. Meshicha will do the job. Kama of Rabbi Yochanan, who had said that, no, it's a maos that's kona min ha-tayra. Meshicha is only a dirabanan. Rabbi Yochanan would tell you, when the pasuk says, O kanoi, those 2 words in quotation marks, my avid lei, what would he do with it? Well, mi bai leleke desanya, he would use it for that, which is brought out in the following 2.5-line Tanaic source. Says the Tanaic source, V'chisimkeru memkar al toinu. When you are selling an item, do not cause price fraud, overcharge. Ein liela shenisan leikeach. So I would only know from that phrase that there's a big problem if the purchaser was ripped off. In other words, he's paying much more than he should. How about, though, nisan emoicher minayin? How do you know that if the seller received a much less money than he should, that there is a price fraud issue? Tamalaymar, o kanoi al toinu, or the purchaser shouldn't be ripped off. That's the end of the brayse. Reish Lakish, I don't know the Reish Lakish. He would tell you, tarti gamar mine. Reish Lakish would say that there are actually two things that could be learned from here. That there is a concept of price fraud as far as the seller's concerned, and the concept of the Meshicha, since you have the Lashon of Kinyin next to the Lashon of Yad and not next to Memkar. Tznan, they put a triangle on this Tznan, and about six lines, seven lines later, last one line is Tznan, they put a triangle around that also. These Tanaic sources that we're going to see, which is basically two quotes from our Mishnah, are going to be dealing with the issue. Is money kinda, if someone gives the money to the other person for the item, or not? Well, it's not. So we quote our Mishnah, right angles. Reb Shimon Omer, kol shakesa biyada yad ala al yoyna. Reb Shimon was that second opinion who said, whoever is holding the cash money has the upper hand. Okay, what do we learn from that? Mocher hu demasi hadarbe, that it's the seller who can back out. Lo keach lo matzi hadarbe, but the purchaser cannot back out. Now, colon. E amris, I squiggle on the word E, and a line and a half, the first two words on the line, not the next line, but the line after that, is an ele, I squiggle underline that. So E amris, bishlam, if you want to say the following all as well, that ma'ois kainais, money really on a Torah level is midaraisa kaina mishum hachi, that's why meicher matzi hadarbe, that the seller can back out, the lokeach lo matzi hadarbe. But we can't let the lokeach who paid the money already back out. I dot online lokeach lo matzi hadarbe. Ela e armis, if you want to say, basically like Reish Lakish, that ma'os einan konos, that, oh no, money, there's no mucker for that, for a paying of money, clenching the deal, then according to Reb Shimon lokeach nami li hadarbe, then even the purchaser should be able to back out. Amalach Reish Lakish. And Reish Lakish, who this question is on him, would say back to you, well, that's wonderful, but you're questioning me from within Shitas Reb Shimon. I don't hold like Reb Shimon. I'm a Rabbanan guy. Says Reish Lakish, Alibed Reb Shimon like Kamin. I wasn't saying what I was saying within Reb Shimon. Ki Kamin Alibed Rabbanan. Okay, let's take it a step further then. Bishlama, I vectored the Bishlama. And a line later in the middle line is an L. I vectored that. So Bishlama, L'Reish Lakish. All is well according to Reish Lakish. Hainu de'ika ben Reb Shimon l'Rabbanan. We understand then, what is the machlokas between the two of them? Ella, and I vectored the Ella. Ella l'Rabbi Yoichanan, who said the Rabbanan also would tell you Mashiach is a tachana de Rabbanan. Me or my ika ben Reb Shimon l'Rabbanan. What's the distinction? Why the two different psakim? Well, says the Gemara, that which is the point of distinction between Reb Shimon and Rabbanan is that which Rav Chisda said. Rav Chisda, I'm Rav Chisda. I underline Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, just like the Rabbanan instituted this ability of Meshicha for people who are selling the item, kach tiknu Meshicha, so too did the institution of Meshicha, it was instituted for the Kuchais. Now, do you hold Rav Chisda or not? That's the Machlokas. Rav Shimon, who underlined Leisei Rav Chisda, does not agree, and the Rabbanan, who underlined Isud Rav Chisda. It's not. So we try again another part of our Mishnah. This is the later part of our Mishnah. I put the right angles in. It goes all the way to the end of this line. Aval, and I double under the word aval. Aval amru misha paro, somebody who does improperly what the Mishnah had mentioned. They say regarding him that the one, in other words, the one with the capital O, the Rabban Shalom himself, the one who exacted retribution from the Dora Mabel, from the generation of the flood, who asili parmi misheino eved bediburei. That's the end of the quote of the Mishnah. Let's analyze this. E, Amris, I squiggle underline the word E. If you want to say Bishlam Amayis Kainais, that money will be Kaina. That's Mishum Hachi Kai Ben Aval. That there's going to be a Misha Para on that. Ella, and I squiggle underline the word Ella. Ella, E, Amris, Mayis Ainan Kainais. If money doesn't have any proper effect, or we'll call it maybe Del Rice effect, Amay Kai Ben Aval. Why would the person get a Misha Para curse? Well, Mishum Dvarim. Okay, because of things that he said. really ubidvara mi kai be aval, do you get a misha para curse? We're calling it the aval because aval amru is the first words of the Mishnah. Really vehatanya, but we have a brisa. It would seem to indicate otherwise, especially with the Rava comment that we'll see in about 8 lines off the brisa. So the brisa goes for here, goes for 2, 4, 6, about 7.5 lines and starts here. Rib Shimon Oimer, afal pisha amru. Even though we know they have said that talis kaina dinar zav, the mashicha done on a cloak, will cause the one who the deal to be clenched on the one who acquired the cloak to have to pay the golden dinar, if that was what was the agreed upon price. However, the other way, ain dinar zav, if there was somebody who wanted to sell a cloak, and the price is dinar zav, and the dinar zav was paid, ain dinar zav kein talis, it would not be able to buy the cloak. Mikol makom in truth, kach halacha, this is the halacha. In other words, even for the like future possible challenging situations that would come for somebody who backs out. Aval amru, mishabar manche dor mabul, the one who exacted retribution from the generation of the flood, and the anshe dor haflaga, the generation of the Tower of Bavel that Hashem scattered everyone. Umei anshe stoim v'amira, and the people of Sodom and Amara and Mitzrayim biyamin, from the Egyptians on the sea. Who ostly parmi mishena oimed bediburei, he in the future will exact retribution from those who do not keep their word. Slash v'hanoise v'noisen bedvarim, merely words, lo kana, there's no formal clenched deal. And somebody who backs out from a situation like that, well, the Rabban are not very happy with that. Connector. That's the end of the text. Source, by the way, Va'amar Rava, Anu Ein Lanu Ella, Ein Ruach HaChaim Noichel Heimenu. That the Rabban are not necessarily pleased with this. So the Gemara answers, there's two answers, one here and one line later. Dvarim Ve'ika beha daihu mos, if there's money, but there was also a monetary payment, then kai ba'val, the person who backs out would get the misha para. However, two, dvarim ve'leika beha daihu mos, if it was just words, but there was no money, then lo kai ba'val would not get the misha para, period. Amar Rabba, I circled Rabba, that A, Kra, and B must be a pasuk which we're about to see, as well as it's an aic source which we're about to see, misayele, our supports for Reish Lakish. And here we go. Kra, I put a diamond around this term Kra. And I don't know, about 18 lines later or so, first line is Behedya. Near the end of the line is a Masnisa, and I put a diamond around the Masnisa. So here we go. Rava says there's Pasuk which backs up Reish Lakish. And there is a Tanaic source. And the main point that Reish Lakish said is that even on a Torah level, money does not acquire. So here we go. Kra. We have a pasuk. It's Vayikra Hey. Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Dichsiv. The pasuk says regarding a korban asham. L'chicheish ba'amitoi. If you have a person who denied against his co-religionist, and there's going to be four things in the list over here that you could deny: either a pikadain or a tesumis yad. That's number two. Or the gezel, that's number three. Oh, ashak es amitai. So what are those things? Pikadon is a deposit, and the guy comes back and says, I don't know what you're talking about, and he swears to it, and then he actually admits. Or a tsumas yad is something you put in someone's hand, like maybe a loan. Or number three is gezel, something stolen. Or this ashak es amitai. Ashak es amitai is somehow you oppressed your co-nationalist. Maybe it could be the wages, Rashi says, of a worker who's not being paid. And here we go. Let's go over these different issues. Tzumis Yad, which I underlined, Amar Rav Chista, the Tzumis Yad, Rav Chista says, Kigayin sheyiched lo kli lehalva asai. How do you have a situation where there's a Tzumis Yad? Rashi says, Tzumis Yad, approximately 10 lines above where we are in the Gemara, in the Rashi. Halva, that's a loan. V'amrav chistak ha'goyin sheyiched lehalayva kli aleha, the one who borrowed the money put aside his emerald green gold. And bal dehavei dumya de pikadon, that's similar to pikadon. Dilu kafar behalva a greda. Because if there's going to be a denial of like a regular loan, lo mechayev korban shvua. There's no asham that has to be brought at that point. Hol v'nitna lahitza. It was supposed to be spent. So that's what the tsumas yad is. Because yichle kli lahalva asay. Ashek amar Rav Chisak and sheyichad loy kli laashkay. That would be a case where a particularly desirable or a utensil is put aside that in case there is a default that would be paid with. V'chi ahadre kra, when the pasuk repeats itself. By the way, the first pasuk was v'yikrehe pasuk chaf aleph. This is v'yikrehe pasuk Chaf Gimel, just a few psukim later. It here's the list, and it says Vahaya ki yecheta, when a person sins ve'ashem, and he does something wrong, ve'heishivas ad gezela shergazal, he should return the thing he stole, or sa oishigasherashak, or the misused thing that he misused, oisa pikadon asher hafkad itay, or the deposit that he had deposited with him. Now, there's only three things there. Vilu the tsumas yad issue, lo ahadre. Doesn't say the pasuk's not going back to it. Now, my time, what's the reason for that? Lav mishum de mechasra meshicha. Should we not say that that's because it is lacking on a daraisa level a meshicha? Should we say that? Should we? No. Amalir papala rava. Vitema and those who say, Amalir papala rava, ema, excuse me, Amalir papala rava, Ema mi oishek hu dahadar kra. Me oishek, since the pasuk went back to mention three of the four things, and the oishek case, which also requires, it doesn't yet have a meshicha, don't have to go and tell us about the tsumas yad, because once we know about the oishek, the tsumas yad is assumed. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the case. Hachamayaskina, what are we talking here about the hired worker? It's a bit of a strange thing, but let's say the worker took the item in question as his salary, but he turned around and deposited it with him. Well, Haina Pikadon, isn't that a deposit? Because Pikadon was one of the things on the list. Well, true. However, Tregavni Pikadon, there's two types of deposit. You can have a deposit where somebody drops something in your thing, or you can have a deposit where it really is a deposit. Well, ihalchi, asked the Gemara, then sumas yad nami lihadre. Even in sumas yad should go back, krav, lukme, and establish it. Says the Gemara, even though on a Tanaic level we had one approach, ihadre krav, the pasuk comes back and deals with it. We don't have necessarily a refutation. We also necessarily have a support. Well, hashta delo ahadre kra, and now the fact that it did not go back and mention the tsumas yad issue, misaye le, this would be a support to the Reish Lakish approach. Tsumas yad lo ahadre kra, really? That tsumas yad, it does not, the pasuk does not go back and mention it. Vehatanya, we have a brisa goes for just over two lines and starts here. Amar Reb Shimon minayin litenes ha'amor lemalamata. How do you know to apply the things in the previous parsha to the bottom parsha and the bottom parsha to the previous parsha? Dichsiv o mikol asher yishava alav le shaker. That's the brisa of what he's dealing with. V'amar Reb Nachman amar Rav le Rabbi sumes yad lehishavain. Okay, so that's what's coming to include the Gemara answers, though. Behejamia loya hadre kra. We don't have the pasuk outright explicitly saying it, even though it might be hinted to. Okay, that was all the pasuk that Rava said would be support to would be a support to this approach, this issue, to Reish Lakish. So masnisa minalan, that would be a support. Well, disanya. Here's a little brisa, three words. Nasna lebalan ma'al. If you have somebody who's got a hektish coin and he gives it to the balan. The balan is a towel boy. Maybe more correctly would be like the bathhouse attendant or the pool or mikveh attendant who schmoozes with the people, if he, if it was given by a customer a coin which was a hektish coin, there would be me'ila, even if the person that you're taking a bath or use the services. He just paid the coin. V'amarav dafka balan hu deloy mechaser meshicha. So this is specifically that balan that he, so he's not locking anything as far as the meshicha. V'al midi achrisa, midi achraisa, de mechaser meshicha, lo ma'al, there would actually be no mi'ila violation until there was a meshicha. Ask the Gemara v'atanya. Well, one second. We have another little brisa. Goes for also three words. Nitna le sapar ma'al. If he gave it not to the balan, but gave it to the barber, there would be mila. Vesapar ha boy le mimshachtis paris. Doesn't that require that there be a meshich on the scissors to clench the deal? Well, achmaeskinan be safar nachri. We're talking about, he's a Gentile. Delav bar meshicha he ve lav bar meshichi. Tana mihachvi a brisa also brings out this point, and this brisa goes for about a line and a half, and we'll call it the number two brisa, which is to correspond to the number one brisa that we had three lines ago. Says this brisa, nasul lesafar oy lesafan. If you gave it to either the barber or to the sapan, would be the one of the workers, olechol ba'alei umanois, or for that matter, to any professional, loy ma'alad she yimshoich. Well, kashna dadi, don't we have a steer then between the little one-line brace about five lines ago and this one? Ela lav shvamina, it really depends. Kan be safa nachri, kan be sider, kan be be Besapar Yisrael, a Jewish sapan, Shmamina. V'chein amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says the same thing, basically back to Rabbi Yochanan. We've been dealing with Reish Lakish for a while, now back to Rabbi Yochanan. Dovar Tormos Kainis. U'badka Levi v'masnise. And Levi went through his collection of Tanaic material, and Tanaic sources. V'ashkach, and he found the following three words. Nasna l'sitoin ma'al. Ela kasha l'Reish Lakish. Wouldn't that be a difficulty, this Tanaic source that Levi brought to Reish Lakish? No, because I'm like Reish Lakish, Hamani. We saw this approach already in Amud Aleph, but don't say it's a question because it was going according to the Shita of Rav Shimon, and he was saying within the Shita of the Rabbanan. Adkan.